works out fine anyway. All right. So I've now turned to the Perek itself, not the Hakdama. And the first series of topics that come up here concern items that are excluded in some measure from the worlds of Geneva Vegzela. The way this comes up in the Gemara is that the Mishnah, the first Mishnah here, comments on the contrast in scope between the Dalav Behei Chiyuv and the Chiyuv Kefel. Dalav Behei, something which is very limited in scope. It's only applicable to two things, Shor V'Seh, as opposed to Kefel, which is essentially, the Mishnah says, basically universal, right? That Meruba Midas Hashemai Kefel, Midas Hashemai Yarvei Chamishash, Midas Hashemai Kefel, Nohagis B'Yemid Dabar Sheish Baruch Haim, etc., etc. So, commenting on this, the Gemara seeks to find the makor for the fact that it's so universal, that it applies beyond the things which Dalav Behei apply to, and in so doing, mentions that there are a number of different things which are excluded. And the first one of those is the one we're going to discuss, namely karka. The Gemara says, Minhani Mili, how do we know what the scope of Tashlumei Kefel is? And the Gemara responds that we have the following drasha, Kol Davar Pesha. So this is the Makoros here. This is the Psukim in Parshas Mishpatim. Pasuk says, Al Kol Davar Pesha in Source of Maches, in Perchapes in Pasuk Ches. Al Kol Davar Pesha, Al Shor, Al Chomor, Al Seve, Al Sama, Al Kol Avedish, Al Yomar Kiyuzer, Al Elohim, Al Vodvar Shanaham, Al Shor Yishin Olim, Mishayim Shanaim Lerei. So the Pasuk is either talking about Geneva Mamish or Toin Tanas Ganav. Either way, it's in the context of Geneva. So the Gemara says that this Al Kol Davar Pesha Klal, Al Shor Va'Al Chomer is Al Seve Va'Al Sama Prat Al Kol Avedah Chazal Klal Prat Chazal V'Kala rather a Klal Prat Al Klal Yit Adayin Al Kedin Prat. So basically, this is now where the Gemara turns to the exclusions. This comes to exclude three things, right? You have a principle of Klal Prat Al Klal. It's one of the Yudgim Midos. It's one of the Midos Shatar Nidreshes Behen, at least according to some, that you have that when you have a universal. You have some certain din which is initially stated in a universal fashion, and then there are given particular examples, and then there's another universal. So, so one way to read that is what's called klal prat klal, and in which case what we say is klal prat klal iyatadan elokeinu prat. So, what the Torah is doing here is telling you that this din applies only to that which it bears a similar feature. Or with respect to certain features, share certain features with the pratim. Okay, so in this context, the Gemara says that what is that feature? Ma prat mefarash davar hamitaltel v'gufa mamon af kol davar mitaltel v'gufa mamon. So the prat in all these cases, you have things which are mitaltel, which are movable, which are mobile, and gufon mamon, and their value. Let's say, well, this is a topic we'll come to in its own right. This is reverse. As we'll see, their value derives, or actually, let's not say it that way. Let's say their value inheres within itself. We'll come back to what that means exactly. Av kol davar metaltel v'guva mamon. So this is to the exclusion of what yatzu karkos she'ena metaltelin yatzu avadim shuk shor karkos yatzu shtar shal apa bishem metaltelin and guva mamon. Okay, so the first topic that we'll discuss now is the initial one, namely the miut of karkos. Right, the fact that karkos apparently are not subject to the din of kefil. If you just had this here, so then you might think that this is a din which is unique to kefil, or you wouldn't necessarily know kefil, geneva. That's going to be a central question, but we find that this is not just, at least with respect to chiyuv kefil, it's not just a din of kefil, it's much broader, and the... The basis for it is for this broader expansion of this exclusion is a Gemara later on regarding Gzela, and I'm going to leave now aside the question of what exactly the respective scope of the miut from Mishpatim that we find in our sugya here in the beginning of Meruba, and the miut which is from Hagozel Basra, Hagozel Machil. Which is concerning Gzela, or at least it's formulated as a din as concerning Gzela. We'll see where the respective, it could be a Geneva Gzela, it could be something else. But either way, they're sort of complementary, and they're understood to be complementary, as we'll see. And what we find is that in terms of just the way to think about this is the status of karka within the world of Gneva Vegzela. It's much broader than the din you just have in the opening Mishnah here of the fact that there is no kefel with respect to, or the Gemara commenting Mishnah, that there's no kefel. We find this much broader exclusion. This brings us to the topic of karka in Nigzelis. The Gemara mentions in basically four contexts that we have a similar miut, the same principle of klal prada klal that excludes the karka from the parsha of Mishpatim, which speaks of Asher Yishinu Olim Yisham Shanayim L'Re'ayu, also can be understood as is also to be applied to the psukim in Vayikra, which speak of Gezel. And this gives rise to the following din, the following achlokes in the Gemara in Hagozel. The Mishnah says, "Shatva nar amalar shachavanecha." So if a person, as the Gemara explains, what we're talking about is somebody who's gozel karka mechaver. Let's say he evicts somebody else from his karka. All right, I just physically evict you from the land. I prevent you from accessing it, and I occupy it instead. I squat on it. So in the event that shatva nar. Right, there's a flash flood that totally destroys the land. So the Gemara says this is actually a machlokes. One day it holds what we said, that's the Tanakhama, but that's not universally agreed. Tanur Rabbanan, Gozal Sadim Mechaver of Shatva Nar, Chayv Lamidlo Sadacher, Divrei Rabbi Elazar actually holds that in this case, you're Chayv. Why are you Chayv? Because there's a din that Gazlan is Chayv Ba'onsim. Right? Gazlan is somebody who. Right, the Gemara says is responsible for chiyuv tashlumin. One of the cases of tashlumin, we'll start to get to the makor and the nature of this a little bit in this topic. But one of the eventualities in which you would have the gazlan paid mamon is if there's no be'en, and that doesn't matter why there's no be'en. This is what's called the gazlan michay be'onsim. Even if the item doesn't exist anymore for reasons having nothing to do with the gazlan. Nonetheless, the gazlan being chayv onsin, that means that the gazlan is going to be chayv to pay. So the Rabbi Elazar says, therefore the gazlan is chayv. Chayv lamidlo sadeh acher. Divrei Rabbi Elazar, chachamim disagree. Chachamim say, as opposed to, let's say, metaltalin, where you would be right. Right, of course, that if the, let's say, if you had a chicken on that you had stolen and it was there was a flash flood, you would say, chayv. Even though it's due to no fault of the gazlans. Nonetheless, when it comes to karka, you say you can say basically, here's your karka, that's it, and your putter. So the Gemara explains, so what's the machlokas here? We have a machlokas regarding the principle that that our Gemara mentions, right, in the context of Geneva and Kefel. So we find that that's actually machlokas. Not everybody agrees to it. And that's what the machlokas there is, and it concerns. And the Gemara applies it to the psukim in Vayikra. We have the following. So just by way of background, there's two ways to darshan. This is what emerges from various Gemaras. Two ways to darshan. That two opinions about how to darshan. The universal examples and then the universal that you find in Torah. One klal prada klal, which we mentioned, and the second is what the Gemara calls Reboy miut v'reboy. Reboy miut v'reboy is understood to basically exclude only a particular thing, meaning that essentially it's a universal principle, except for one exception, as opposed to the klal prada klal, which says that the principle itself is being circumscribed to apply only to that which bears a certain feature similar to the set of examples. Reboy miut reboy just says that there's maybe some exclusion, but otherwise it's a total universal. So the Gemara says that's the machlokas here. Now I should just also point out that in general it's understood. In general, I think it's assumed that this is an either or proposition. You either darshan universal particulars universal as a klal prada klal, or you darshan as reboy miut reboy. There are exceptions. The Gemara in Bechoros, if I recall correctly, says the Rebbe sometimes darshan this, sometimes darshan that. But in general, unless it's said explicitly, we would assume, I think, that it's an either-or proposition. So essentially, this is a much more general machlokas. So the Gemara says, Rebbe Elazar darsh riboy miuti, ribuyi miuti, and as he adopts the principle of riboy miuti, riboy, the chichesh ramiso is the riboy, right? So here you have the psukim in Vayikra, right? The chichesh ramiso is a general, just stated generally, to pikadon, right? It's stated, it's a particular example. Kol Asher Yishevah LaSheker, it's another universal. Chaza V'Riba, Riba Mie V'Riba, Riba Kol. My Rabbi, Rabbi Kol Mile, my Miet, Miet Shtaros. So he, Rabbi Lazar, thinks that there's only one thing excluded from this Sukkim, and that is Shtaros. Rabbanan Darshi Kali Uprati. Rabbanan take the position that we're to Darshan Klal Uprat Klal, in which case, V'Chikesh Klal, V'Yikadim Prat, V'Yikol Chazar Klal, Klal Uprat Klal, Yitadan Elokeina Prat, and then you have the same principle that you have in our Gemara, right? Ma Prat, Davar Metaltav Guvan Mammon, Av Kol Davar Guvan Mammon, Yetzu Kakarosh, In Metaltav, Yetzu Vadim Shukshur Kakarosh, It's a Shorsha, Av Abishayim Metaltav, In Guvan Mammon. Okay. So, this is the position that the Gemara refers to elsewhere, as we'll see in a minute, that karka in an exelis. And we can view that as being sort of the most basic, broad principle beyond what we have in our Gemara. Again, we'll come back to the relationship between what we have in Kuvit Zayin and what we have here at the end. But in the meantime, I just want to look at karka in exelis and really ask the question, first of all, really to focus on two things. One is, what exactly is karka excluded from the world of Gneva Vegzela? Lamandam or karka and Exelis in particular. And second, how do we understand the exclusion? So the Gemara here applies it, in Kufin Zayin, applies it to Tashlume Exela. Okay? Tashlume Karen, Tashlume Exela. That in the case of an Onis, of Shat V'Nar, there's no Chiyat Tashlume. Okay. You find it apply basically in other contexts, in three other contexts, essentially. In addition to the context of Tashlum Gzela, you find it applied with respect to, on Daf Tzadi Hemanav, and I just for convenience's sake here copied it, right, that you have the Gemara on Tzadi Hemanav, notes that we in general have, we've mentioned this, that it turns out V'Chog Gesanayim, but we assume in Halach at least, or at least that's part of the question here, that shinoi kona, that one of the consequences of Gzela is that there's a route for the Gazan to be, in general, to acquire the object which he has stolen. There are several what sometimes are termed kinyan Gzela, and by that I mean here literally what enables him to acquire it, be kinyan gamor, to become fully the owner, in which case he would only have to pay damim, right? So one of the, so as an example, we have yeyush is a possibility which we'll get to in our parak. Maybe the Gazlan is Kona Beyesh, once the Bailim despairs of getting the object back, so then it becomes the Gazlan's that he can just pay. You have Yesh Rishin Rishus, if you hold Yesh Kedieni Kani, so Yesh Rishin Rishus is Kona, right? If it's not the Gazlan himself, but the next person who gets it from the Gazlan, let's say, he would be Kona. You have just Shinoi. Shinoi means that the item is altered. The Gemara, as we've seen this Gemara before, the Gemara mentions, again, this is not the primary topic, but the Gemara mentions that the basis for this in the Psukim is Veheshes Gzela Asher Gazal. Asher Gazal, what is that coming to tell you? In Ke'encha Gazal, right, the Gemara in Tzadi Hei says this, right? If it's Ke'encha Gazal, then you return it, and if it's been altered in some way, or it's just changed in some way, then you keep it and you return the dam. You pay the value of the item, kishas exel. So that's what's known as kinyan shinui. So the Gemara says, in this context, on Tzadi Hem Aleph, that the following. The Gemara was actually trying to identify what is the opinion of Rabbi Meir with respect to kinyan shinui. Does he hold of kinyan shinui, yes or no? So Gemara tries to prove this from the Mishnah later on. Gazal, this is Gemara Daf Tzadi Hem Aleph. Gazal behema v'iskina, avadim v'iskina, mishalam kishas exel, Rabbi Meir omer, b'avadim omer l'shach v'necha. So you have an animal which grows older, and then you have avadim who then grow older. In these cases, so mishalim kishas exela. Simple interpretation based on the Gemara we'll see is that the gazlan keeps the behema and pays the full value. We'll see that not all rishonim necessarily understood it that way, but that's a question that shitas requires it even. That's the shitas aram, which we'll come back to. So Rav Meir disagrees. Rav Meir says, "Bavadim omer leshal chafanecha." No, when it comes to avadim, so then you can just return the eved, and that's it. You're done. You don't have to pay anything else. Arishal chafanecha. You're pater from tashlum. So the Gemara says, "Ve'ilu behema kishasak zela." So you see, though, that Rabbi Meir agrees with regard to Behema, that Behema you pay Kishas Akzela. Must be, V'isakadayta chasavar Rabbi Meir, Shina Komomi. So it must be that Rabbi Meir holds Shina Konet, as opposed to what the Gemara calls the Shita that says Shina Enakona. The Gemara terms that Shina Bim Komomi, that Shina makes no difference. So these are the that Rabbi Meir Shinoi Bimkoma Omid. I feel the Behemah Namisa. Because if you held, if Rabbi Meir held, there's no such thing as Kinyan Shinoi. That Shinoi Ino Kona. So then it would be also true of Behemah. Behemah Viskina. You still have to give it back. There's no such thing as Kinyan Shinoi. The Gemara says. So you see, Allah loves Shmamina because of Rabbi Meir Shinoi Kona. The Gemara responds, no. Amar Rabbi Meir LeDrayim DeRabbanan Kamarlu. No, maybe Rabbi Meir actually really is cholik on both. However, he's because he happens to believe Shinoi Eino Kona. However, what he's interested there, what Rameir was interested in doing there, was just to argue that, setting aside the machlokas of Shinoi Kona Eino Kona, there's a separate point that Rameir thinks is incorrect in Rabbanan. The Didi, so this is what he's saying, the Didi is Shinoi Kona. I happen to think Shinoi Eino Kona, and therefore that would apply to Behema too. You could always just give back the Behema, and you would be... that would be the Heshiv, you would be Mekayim, the Heshiv Zedesh HaGazal, that would be perfectly fine. Elo Lididcho, Darmisu, Shinoi Kone, but for you, hold it, Shinoi Kone, okay. Odulimi, Aspa Adadikum, Rekarki, Dami, Rekarki, and Exhaust. You too have to agree, though, that it won't apply, that even if Shinoi Kone, that isn't going to apply to Eved, why not? Because Eved, Kimikarki, Dami, because Avadim, Hukshulu, Karkaos, and Karkain, and Exhaust. Right? And I'm of the opinion, and as everybody understands this is referring to the Shita of the Rashi over there, referring to the Shita of Rabbi Elazar the Rabbanan that we saw in Kufid Zayin and Beis, right? Karka and Gzelas, Karka is excluded from the world of Gzela. Here it's being applied to this to the issue, right? In the original context, it was talking about Tashlum Gzela. Here we find it being applied to the context of Shinoi. There's no Kinyan Shinoi for a Gazlan. The din that a Gazlan is Kone as something B'Shinoi. So that's true where there's Gzela, that's true in Metatlin, but when it comes to Karkos, Karka ain't in Gzelas, and therefore you would have no, just as an example, just because I didn't, you would have no Kinyan Shinoi. That Rashi, right? Rashi over there, explains, you know, there's been Sayin that this is referring to the din of, to the Rabbanan that Darshan is from the Psukim. Sadi Heim Alf. Okay, actually, here he hasn't been signing that, at least not in the old. I'm sure they have newer, updated versions where they post that, but we'll see. So anyway, so that's the, and the Rabbanan actually, Rabbanan don't argue about Karka. The only question is about Avadim. V'amar the Rabbanan lo avda k'mitatlan dami. Okay, so that's another, right, a second context, a second application of this idea that Karka ain't an exel.
Is there anything to make of the fact that the Gemara on Sadi uses that phrase Karka in Exalus, and the Gemara Kofi Zayin doesn't actually use the phrase, it just compares, it says, you know, Kimitalton, Yalta Karka, Shane, Kimitalton.
I mean, one could have thought that maybe these, you know, this could have made something of that, maybe, but all the Rishonim and the other Gemaras, we'll see, because the other Gemaras actually quote Rabbanan and say, this is the sheet of the Karka in Exalus.
Okay.
Yeah. So the Gemara, so that's the second context. And then you have a third, which is the din.
Is that just that logical? I mean, why is there a connection between the fact that it's not exalit and that Shin? I mean,
well, that's what we're going to try to discover. And I think the way to answer that question is not to stop right here, but to look. Well, let's see what else it applies to. In which case, you know, so that's exactly what I want to get to, right? Meaning, we'll find that. It's very unlikely that these are isolated dinim, this and that, but there's something broader, and we'll have to come, just what that principle is, we'll have to come to. So you have it, again, this is just where the Gemara specifically applies the notion of Karkin and Zealous. We'll have to see.
Why is that a proof? In other words, why is referencing that a proof to the fact that Shinoi is not coming?
No, it's not. It's not so much a proof, it's just, you know, the Gemara that's not the argument. The Gemara, we find from this Gemara, right, that it was assumed that giving Karka and Ezelos, Shino Eino Kona Bekarka.
Right.
There
has to be some other understanding logic, which is why that makes sense.
Well, we're going to come back to that. But the point is just finding out what does this exclusion of karka entail. So in the Gemara's original context, it meant, was mentioned regarding tashlum gzeila. We find it being applied regarding other dine gzeila. There are. This is a good introduction, actually, this topic of karka, of these exclusions, because this requires us to get into the various nyanya or dine gzeila. Right? Because just, I guess I should mention, like broadly speaking, in terms of, you know, the dine gzeila, the halachic consequence of something being gneva or gzeila. So, just outline that briefly now, I guess. You have, obviously, one consequence is, are you over an Isser, right? The Aveira, right? Los Igzolo, Tignovu. Second consequence is, you know, the Chiyum that are incumbent upon a Ganov and a Gazlan. Right, we've seen already this. First, in terms of the Ben, you have to return the Ben. And that the basis of that, we've seen Ve'eshes Azela, maybe something in addition to it, sort of a natural Chiyum. Then you have the Chiyum Tashlumin. Right now, in the context of gzeila, that's limited. That's keren, right? Keren in Geneva too, you have keren, and that comes up in a variety of contexts. One onsim, that's the classic manifestation of the chiyuv tashlumin of gzeila of a gazlan and a ganav, is be onsim. We've already seen now. There's a couple of other places where it comes up, or at least one primary one, and then according to some other rishonim, we'll come back to. An additional, but another context where you have a chiyuv tashlumin is where a tashlumin keren is where the you kona the item, right? If you're kona the item, so then you have a chiyuv tashlumin instead of having to return the ban. That's if the gazan's kona by one of the kinyan gzeila. Then you have in context of geneva an additional, right? You have other the knasos of you have kefil dal v'hei, and those always apply or apply to certain objects, but in other words, even when you return the ban, you return the you do it with KFL and with Dalab Hay where it's applicable. Then you have, in addition to that consequence, you also have other, we'll just call it for now, miscellaneous consequences. One of which is the roots of the ability to eventually be Konet, be Kinyan Gamor, the different possible ways of doing that. Shinoi, Yeyush. Right, these are also consequences of gzeila. They have to do with the gazan. Subsequent to the ma'aseh gzeila, you have these possibilities that if there's yeyush, then you get to keep it. And then you have other things this suga affords the opportunity to look at different other differences, other different dinim that come up subsequent to there being a gzeila, having to do with the. Well, let's see that. So here we have another one, which is. No, so that's just broadly speaking. There's these different inyanei gzeila dinim that concern gazlanim and ganavim, and we're trying to locate what is exactly the status of karka with respect to the world of ganavim gzeila. What's it excluded from? What isn't it excluded from? So that's what we're looking at. So the Gemara picks up with the following interesting din, which in the course of which we'll be analyzing this in this context, in the context of this topic of ganavim gzeila's karka. But I guess I'll just introduce it first with the second paragraph, right? Itmar. This is all in Daf Tzadi Zayin Amud Aleph. Just start with the Itmar. That the Gemara says that you have somebody Hatokiv Sinasa Shachavero Vasav Malacha. Somebody takes over somebody else's boat and uses that boat, right? Now, the Gemara presents Machokas. Rav says that the owner of the boat can demand either the schar, because as we'll see. It's possibly something which is, at least in Rob's case, something which is up for rent. What would you call that? You can lease the boat, right? An item up for lease. There's got to be some English term that. No, there isn't. A rentable item is an item that's up for rent. All right. Anyway, it's an item which is up for rent, So the Rava says that you can take that, or if you want, you can also just take, let's say, if it's been diminished, the boat has been diminished in the context of using it, so then if that exceeds the amount of the rent, you can also collect that. Shmuel says you can only collect the pachas, the amount that it's been diminished. You cannot collect the rent. So Gemara presents it, says this is not a machlokas. They're actually dealing with two different cases and two versions of what those two different cases are. First, Rav Papa says that here they're dealing with two different cases. The question is whether or not the boat is up for rent. Okay, if it's up for rent, then everybody agrees, and that's what Rav was talking about. He can demand payment of the rent. And if it's not up for rent, then there is no such payment. That's not a topic that we'll discuss. What is the next one. Where it says, or we can distinguish it in the following way. One way, where he, havaha, vidalagra, both cases it was up for rent. Here he went, he took it over, having in mind to pay as a socher. And in that case, Rav says, what? That he's on the hook for the demea schirus. The one that Abaye said, where there is no demea schirus, that's because he was going to take it, he had in mind to be taking it as a gazlan. So what you see from this, and it's a din we'll have to analyze, a gazlan, as opposed to a socher, let's say, a gazlan is pater mi demea schirus. He's not chayav to pay demea schirus. And it's this din, which earlier the Gemara now says, that would be, in terms of the context of karka, if you hold karka and exela, so then this is a din that wouldn't apply. You would be chayav. This is where the Gemara says, mi amar rav av de kimikarki dami. The Gemara wanted to challenge the assumption that it had apparently put forth in on daf, I think, Zarev of Mbez, that rav held of avadim karkos. So he says, is that true? Vamar rav dineil bar rav, ketina amar rav. Somebody who takes over another person's eved and uses that eved, he's pater. He's pater from paying. The Yisakadaitach says Gemara, Adikim Mikarki Dami, am I pater? And if you hold that Adikim Mikarki Dami, why are you pater? After all, Rishusa Demarikai. It's still in the possession of the Bailin. It's still in the dominion of the Bailin. Right? As Rashi explains, why? What does that mean? Because Karkin and Exelus. Right? Karkin and Exelus. And therefore, this is not an exelus. This karka would not be an exelus. Therefore, the ptur hagazlan mitmeischiros would not apply. And if we hold avadim hukshu l'karkos, so the same should be true of avadim. And the Gemara says, yes, in echinami el hachav maskiyan shel b'shas malach. Okay. So that's another application. And then the last one, just to get a sense again of what the Gemara, where the Gemara actually applies the idea of karka and exelus, the last one is in the Gemara Tzukah. In the following context, the Gemara there in Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph presents the I guess I'll just do it outside. I'm sorry. The Gemara had earlier presented. I'm right. I'm sorry.
Page.
Yeah, no, I put the. I'm sorry. I just confused myself because I put the subheading in the wrong place. Right. The Gemara in Chav Zayin Mabez presents Machlokas. What do we get from the fact that Pasuk says Chag Sukos Taselach Shivas Yamim? So one day, Rabbi Eliezer, says that comes to exclude any sukkah which does not belong to you. He requires bailus besukkah, right? Just like you have bailus be dalad minim, right? That's actually the statement he had. Kashem she enod miyotze b'luav shachavero. So too enod miyotze b'chavasa shachavero. That's what Taas Elachach comes to tell you. Mishacha. Chacham disagree, and they think that that's not true, and they base that on the fact that the pasuk says "Kol Ezach Yisrael," which the Gemara says for them, right? Kol Ezach Yisrael Yeshu B'Sukkos. So for them, that means that Kol Yisrael, everybody can all sit in a single sukkah, and that implies that you can be yotze with somebody else's sukkah. So what does Taaset Lach mean then? Rabbanon Haylach Ma'adarshibei Mibayle Mutek Zula. That's to exclude specifically Zula. It could have, you might have thought it also excludes something which belongs, which doesn't belong to you, even if it's not Gzula, even if it's, let's say, Sheula, even if you're just a guest. But that for that purpose, the Pasuk came, Ksiv Kol Ezrach, that was why it's telling you that, no, you can be Yotze with it's not yours, but you cannot be Yotze, this is what Lach is coming to, you cannot be Yotze Besuka Gzula. Okay. So here, the Gemara in Lamed Aleph, in Sukkah, says something which is related to our din. Gemara presents the following brisa: Tanur Banan Sukkah Gzula, the Hamasachi Pishus Rabban. So you have a Sukkah Gzula. That's one that's relevant for us. Rabbi Eliezer Posel V'Chacham Machshir. Rabbi Eliezer holds that that's no good. Right? That can be Yotze. And Chacham think you can be Yotze. So Rav Nachman explains what we're dealing with. Amar Rav Nachman Machlokas B'Shatokev Eschaver V'Atzi Masikaso. So you're dealing with a case where you have the sukkah is standing where it is, and the only thing that happened here is that a person came and he evicted that person, right, the bailim of the sukkah from the sukkah. So he's sitting there now as an occupier of the sukkah. So machokas v'tokiv chaver v'hotziyim sukkasa. So what's the machokas here? Basically, I'll say it outside actually. Gemara ends up saying that there are actually 2 points which the Rabbanan subscribe to, which enable them to say that in this case the person's Yotze, and at least in Tosfos' understanding that it's Rabbi Elazar, also the Rabbi Elazar, the same opinion in the Gemara in Kufiyat Zayin, that there is a that Rabbi Elazar happens to disagree about both of them. What is the machlokas? So what is the opinion of the Rabbanan? Their opinion of the Rabbanan is based on two facts. First of all, that as we just saw, Sukkah Gzula is psula, but Sukkah Sheula is kshera. It doesn't have to be yours. And second, says the Gemara, karka einin exelus. Right? The Gemara says karka einin exelus. The inami karka einin exelus. Sukkah Sheula. Right? Inami karka einin exelus. Sukkah Sheula. Ve'arban l'ta amayu de'amri adam yotzei chilasa b'sukkah shel chaveiro ve'karka einin exelus. So the Rabbanon hold of these two things. And this is where Rashi points out, right? This is the Sugya of Kufiyat Zayin, right? That the Rabbanon hold that Karka ain't an exelus, and therefore what? So the nafkamin here is, and therefore it's not defined as, it's not designated as Sukkah Gzula, such that L'shitasam, that you can, it doesn't have to be yours, you can be Yotze. What is the Sukkah Gzula for them? That's a Chok Zashonim, but simple cases would include, for instance, if I, Rashi gives the example of a Sukkah built on a Sfina, which is Kshera. So if you were to steal the boat, so that is excluded. But if it's on the karka and you haven't, right, and it's also not, you've not stolen the implements, you just move them out. So if you hold karka in an exelus, right, so in that case, it won't be defined as gzula, and therefore you'll just say he can be yotze. Okay. So Adkan, you have these four different contexts. Now the question becomes, what exactly, this is what we want to examine first. Again, this is part of the overall, for our first priority here is to identify what is the exclusion of karka, with respect to what is excluded in the world of Geneva and Gzela. So here we find the following machlokas with respect to a couple of issues which the Gemara does not discuss. First of all, the Avera al Halav. Right? If you just stopped here, you could say, well, you know what this means? It means there's no such thing as Zela Bekarka. There's no such thing as Geneva Bekarka. It's just not subject to the halachic, the legal, act of Gezel or Geneva. And therefore, what? There's no Dine Geneva Vezela. That's what we're saying here, right? What, to answer your question, right? What is the connection? They all have to do with something being stolen, right? And if you hold there's no such thing as stealing Karka, there's no such thing that would be defined as Gzela's Karka, right? So then you would say, for instance, there's no Tashem Gzela, right? There's no... It can't be chayav as gaza for something which you haven't stolen. It hasn't. What you've done to it is what you've done to it, and you'd have to define it. But it isn't stealing. It isn't gzela or geneva, right? So then you wouldn't have tashlum gzela. You wouldn't have kinyan shinoi gzela. You wouldn't be putter as a gazlan midmeschirus. Although we have to figure out what that din's all about anyway. And you wouldn't. It wouldn't be defined as gzula. But this is what we want to look at. Is that in fact what's going on here? So the question to ask is first, what about the iser gzela? So here we find. That some Rishonim say there's no such thing as being over the Isser of Gzela. Right? There is no such, you're not over. Where do we find this? We find this in two Rishonim in particular. And the first is the Tosfos in Bava Metzia. Tosfos in Bava Metzia, there are commentary on the Gemara, which we've seen, which where the Gemara was trying to figure out what is the need, why did the assumption of the Gemara was there must be some reason that the Torah formulated an Isser of Lotig, so we could have otherwise figured out that everything that asers, or couldn't we have figured it out that everything that losigzal asers is already forbidden based on derivations of principle of anav ribis, right? That apparently you can't take other people's money, so I don't need the Torah to throw in there losigzal. And the Gemara tries to set it aside and find something that would not have been included in the anav ribis iser. So the Gemara ends up settling on kovish arasukir. We saw this Gemara, correct? Thank you. Right, I thought so. Right, so the Gemara ends up right. The Gemara then goes on to say Losig Nova Lameli and Amanasa Mekat. Right, that was the
yes.
Right, so the Gemara's answer for Gezel, I did discuss this. Right, is that Menyana de Schirus Ksiv, that it says it in the context of Schirus, so therefore you know that it's coming that it applies to somebody who withholds wages. That also is a Gazlan. You wouldn't know that from an Avaribis. Okay, but the Tosas bothered. I have a different answer, simpler answer. Vim Tomar Vlukme Begezel Gufe, and it does not answer this question. It just leaves it as a question. Then Tomar v'lukmei b'guzal gufei b'guzal avadim. The lo asim ribis v'ona. So basically what Tosafot wants to say, I'll just say it outside first, is that we should have said, that the reason, what wouldn't have been included in the Isser had it been just based on Onav Ribis, is Avadim. Avadim. Now, in explaining why that is, it turns out that Tosos indicates that he thinks there's no such Isser, that when it comes to Karka, there is no Isser. So, in other words, and this is how he explains, he says, look, maybe goes up a goofy, because Avadim lo asim Ribis v'ana. Why? Because Avadim have been excluded from Ona. Right? Dein on all Avadim, it's a din on Vavim Tzin and Vavim Beis. So therefore, it wouldn't apply, the Isser would not apply to Avadim. And it does apply, and Gezel does apply to Avadim. And in justifying the fact that it applies to Avadim, Tosafot has this to say, the hug karka in Gzelas, in a mina mikra, ela mishum di ef shar lazuzam im kama. The fact that karka in Gzelas is not something which is a deliverance of the pasuk, but rather it's misvara, and the svara being, you simply can't move it, you can't remove it from the bialim, it's there, right? You just physically cannot take it away, right? And the assumption of Tosafot here is that if you physically can't remove something from somebody, so then it's not gezel. This is important in coming to the context, to the understanding of the miut, which we'll come back to. Ava avdi dinaydi avagav dehukshul karkos yavar belos gezel. But avadim which can be moved, even though they've been hukshul karkos, but if they can be moved, so then the isser applies. Now there's a lot to unpack, and we're going to come back to Tosafot's very context. There's a lot to unpack here. Tosafot is based on the principle, which is important in the context of Avadim, we'll come back to, that when it comes to Avadim Hukshul Karkos, so whether or not that's, what the scope of that din is going to be dependent on whether or not the din in which we're talking about Karkos is explicitly a deliverance of the Pasuk, if the Pasuk says Karkos doesn't apply, or there's no din in Karkos, but only because of Metzius facts, namely the fact that you can't move it. So they're saying that the fact that there's no Isser of Karka, that's due to a Svar. Now, a couple of things that are significantly troubling here, we're going to come to it. Yeah, what were you going to ask?
I was going to ask a fundamental question, which I think is to raise in the wording here, is what was the Havamina in terms of, obviously can't move this. No one ever thought that you would pick up Karka. But the point is, was the thought that, you know, I push him off the land and I grab it, that I would have thought that's Caleb, or that I take the star and write my name on it instead of his?
Meaning, are you asking what was the mute from the puzzle?
What is the act?
So there are a couple of scenarios that we could have thought of. One is, right, if I evict him, lock him out, right? Another, we'll see in a second, that another possible scenario in which you might be considered to be stealing karka is if I move
the fence,
yeah. Oker tchumash al-chavera, we're familiar with that in Mordechai, right? You move the fence so that now your fence incorporates part of your neighbor's property. So, Tosfos, though, here is assuming, and this is again something we'll come back to, Tosfos is assuming that Gzela requires a physical removal of the item from the, it requires a carrying away of the item, right? It can't be just, you know, that you now possess it. Well, and this is something which is significant. But before we get to that, something that's quite bothersome here is the fact that Tosa says that the fact that Karka and Igzelas is Misvara. Seems to conflict, I think, quite clearly with our Gemara on Kuvit Zayin and Beis. The Gemara says that Karka and Igzelas is the opinion of Rabbi Rabbanan, and Rabbi Elazar disagrees, and even the Rabbanan, they darshan it based on a pasuk. So that's a question that we'll come back to. But what's clear from Tosafot is that there is no Averas Gezel Bekarka. There's no such thing as Gezel Bekarka, and part of that means there's no such thing as Avera. You don't violate the law. The Rush as well says this in a Tshuva. The Tshuva in Klal Tzadi Hei Siman Aleph. What?
Well, you could say the Isser is...
Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay. Shluman is, okay. You know, you're obviously preventing, you're obviously causing somebody a diminishing value of some sort.
So you're saying there could have been
maybe you should need a puzzle.
Okay, if you say
as far itself, it's not going to be.
So there are two things you said there. One which I think is so one thing you said is there's a chiluk between the Gemara's discussing near Tashlumin and what he's saying, Tosfos Tamid is the Yisur, that I think is obviously true, but also I think probably, I would argue, the relevant point. But just the way you explained it, so that could be, the question is how, so what is the Hav mean it there? In other words, so then is Tosfos saying then, and this will come back to, that there could be, you could have thought that even if there's no Yisur, there could be a Chiluk Tashlumin? Maybe. Maybe, and in fact, we'll find, we'll see, I'll show you some other examples where there are Rishonim that explicitly say that even if there's no Isser Gezel, but there might be a Chiyuv.
If you would pull someone out of a boat, not parked, in other words, you take them out of it, and now you just stay there permanently. You never drive the ship, you never put it on a ride, you just stay there permanently, you live in it.
Yeah.
You haven't committed to neighbor of Gela.
What do you what for
if,
of
if,
what?
If the idea is is it that if Charlotte moves or you have not moved?
No, Karka is not possible to move.
But the point is it's impossible to do it. Meaning,
that's what the definition of Karka is. Is that immovable?
But the issue is that you the possibility of movement, not the actual act of movement. In other words, if you have an immovable object that you don't move, you could still commit neighbor of Gela. In other words, like
possibly. I mean, that's not Tosos is not speaking to that here.
Well, like a sukkah.
What?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's right. So that's a good question. So
the Gemara's
case of sukkah. No, karka is not literally just land. It's also anything which is rooted in the land. It's built into the land. So karka is bias. Sada is considered karka too. It has a status of karka, right? So is it Mara?
So I guess when you move a sukkah, you're actually just moving the metallic land.
If you steal the sukkah, that's what some others
right,
Rishon says.
Which later becomes, become a sukkah again.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Okay, so I guess we'll pick up next week.